Hey everyone, this is Michael Sparks, and this is the AMSOIL dealer training team training call for our team. Today is Monday, August 22nd, 2016. Thanks for getting on the call. Tonight's call topic is let's hear from you guys tonight. It's an open call, and I'd like to feature anyone who has a question or a comment. You know, of course, if you're going to be in a noisy area or going to have a commotion, if you could mute your phone, it's going to be an open call, so the lines will be open. So just want to find out, what's everybody out there doing to be more successful in their AMSOIL business? I've got a couple notes here if nobody speaks up, but anybody got anything to say about being more successful? Chirp, chirp, chirp. Sounds like crickets. I got one here. Actually, I've had over the years of doing this call. As you can imagine, I get dealers from all over the country that contact me, and even some dealers in our team. And recently had somebody ask about changing sponsors. You know, I've often asked, what does it really matter who your sponsor is in AMSOIL? Has anybody ever had that asked to them, if they could change sponsors or anything? No? Well, I don't think it really matters who your sponsor is in AMSOIL. I think probably most dealers that are successful in the business, their sponsor probably didn't do much for them. I know even David and Carol Bell, the way they built their business back in the late 80s, what they were doing with the commercial retail program and doing all the big trade shows and whatnot, that was kind of unheard of. And they built their business in a total different way than their sponsor. Personally, in my business, when I got started in 2000, my sponsor never really did much. He's still an AMSOIL dealer, but hasn't ever done anything. And so I've went out and built the business that I think that I wanted to have. And you know, of course, I did get in touch with my upline direct jobbers, and eventually made it to be able to get in touch with David and Carol, and they were gracious enough to allow me to be on their teleconferences and learn from what they were doing and integrate some of their stuff. But I can tell you today, my business is totally built different than Dave and Carol Bell's business. So there's no one way to build an AMSOIL business. And if you're listening to this in the future and you're disappointed that your sponsor is not helping you, the way I always sell this, you know, be the sponsor that you never had. And you know, that's kind of a way to look at it. You know, what can you do to make your business better? Just because your sponsor's not there, it's really not a big deal, because there's plenty of tools inside the AMSOIL dealer zone. There's plenty of things you can do. You can read books on success and learn how to do different types of marketing for the business. There's a lot of things that AMSOIL offers as far as training and T1 certification and whatnot. And then secondly, the landscape is changing. You know, back in 2000, there was no such thing as Facebook, no such thing as Pinterest, no such thing as marketing in the past. You know, they got in the phone book and they drove around in their car. A lot of people today have built AMSOIL businesses that's never even seen a customer face-to-face. So get out there. Don't worry about what your sponsor is or isn't doing. If you don't like your sponsor, if your sponsor drives you crazy, you don't have to talk to them. You can, you know, not take their call. You can ask them not to call you or contact you. I've even had dealers on my team unsubscribe from my email. So, I know what category to put them in. Best of luck to them. So that's what I think about it. Anybody else have anything they want to talk about on that? Well, we'll move on. Sponsoring new customers. In the back of the latest AMSOIL magazine, Bryce Malone again talks about sponsoring new customers and how many customers did you have to talk to get a customer. In the newsletter that I put out today, actually, Jim Rohn, has a great CD that I've probably listened to 500 times, if not more. I still to this day listen to this CD monthly or whenever I feel like I'm frustrated with my AMSL business. I listen to that CD because it helps me get back on track, and it gives me everything I need to know about being successful and about understanding other people. And it talks about its batting average. And so, you know, they pay people that bat 300, $4 million a year in baseball. So if you batted 300 in AMSL, that means you're only getting 3 out of 10 customers. You know, 7 customers out of 10 are saying no to you. You can still bat 300 and get paid $4 million a year. The downside of baseball, you only get to go up at the batting at the plate, you know, once every however many times it takes to go through the team. Whereas in AMSL, you don't have to wait for somebody. You don't have to wait your turn. Your turn is as many times as you want to take it. And you know, if you want to talk to 100 people a day and bat 300, that's 30 new customers a day. Nobody's going to stop you from doing that. Now, are you going to do bat 300 on the first go-around? That's probably not true. And just like anything you're new at, you're going to have to learn how to do it. You're going to get better as you do it. Just like a baseball player, he didn't start out batting 300. He might only batted 100 or whatever. So it means he only got 1 out of 10 hit. 1 out of 10 times he went to the plate, struck out. So think about that when sponsoring new customers. More customers you talk to, the better you're going to get at talking to customers. And the ratio of getting – of how many people you have to talk to how many customers you get is always going to increase up to a certain point. You know, like he said, you know, some people are really, really good. They get 4 or 5 out of 10. He says, I tried to get 5 out of 10, and it about killed him. So you don't want to go kill yourself, but just realize that it does take a certain amount of customers you have to talk to on a regular basis in order to close that business. So anybody else have thoughts on that tonight? What are you doing to get new customers? Quiet again, huh? That's okay. That's okay, folks. This is listening call. We don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable, but feel free if you do have a question or anything. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is setting a personal monthly minimum for your business. When I first got started in AMSOIL, I would always look at the commission credits and how much you got paid of a percentage of those commission credits. You know, so when you're first starting out and you only do a little bit of business, you're only making 1 or 2%, actually only 2% on those commission credits. And so what I thought about doing is as I built my business up to a certain level, say 500 commission credits, I never wanted to fall below that on a regular basis, which means every single month I'm going to have at least 500 commission credits. And then the business, I keep growing it, keep getting more customers, and I went up to 800 commission credits. And I did that for several months in a row. Then I went up to 1,000 commission credits and never fell below 1,000 commission credits. So you just keep incrementally building your business, and it's going to force you to get out there and find new customers because, you know, if you say, this month I'm going to get 1,000 commission credits, and next month I'm going to get 1,000 commission credits, and next month I'm going to get 1,000 commission credits. If you do that, you're going to have to get out there because the same customers that bought this month are not going to buy next month typically, so you got to go find new customers. And you do that for a little while as that next year rolls around and you're adding more customers and they're ready to order more products, and it might not be a full year where they order. It might be a couple of months or whatever, they want to buy more products, but then the customers that you sponsored last year are adding to the customers you sponsored this year. Now you're doubling your business. You've increased that effort because you're keeping those customers as on board with you. You know, as a direct jobber, if you qualify for DJ, it takes 3,000 commission credits for 3 months in a row. And if you fall below that, then you're still a direct jobber for a year, but you don't get paid for it. And direct jobber is the highest commission, the 23%. For when you're at the direct jobber level, you get paid 23%. So you're making the maximum amount of money for your effort. You know, why wouldn't you want to do that, right? So as you build your business, look at the percentage of commission credits that you made for this month or last month or what have you, And then set that as your minimum floor. If you're at the 300 level, if you're at the 1,000 level, you're at the 1,500 level, make that your minimum. Say, I'm not going to go below 1,500 from now on. And then as that goes up to 2,000, say the same thing. As you get up the direct jobber level, you know, the goal isn't to get the direct jobber and then say, well, I made it, I'm done, I'm not going to do that anymore. Well, you know, that's your minimum. You got to keep going up from there and going forward and trying to get to that next level of premier and then executive and master direct jobber, what have you. So just some things I thought that would be helpful for a dealer that just from your computer, you had to call up to the company before the end of the month and to see where you're at. So it was very difficult to do this. And now it's not instantaneous, but it's pretty close. Instantaneous. You can go there and look today and see how many commission credits you have for the month. You know, you're not going to have less than that. You'll probably have more if you're working at your business. But anybody else have anything they want to add?
Hey, Michael, Robert in Kansas. You hear me?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Robert?
Good, sir. If I could go back to your previous question on new customers, and I would throw out at least this point, and that is internet presence. Having that, a personal website, you
know, yeah,
calls a week. Sometimes I get 5 calls a month, and it does vary. But treating every call-in customer, you know, with great quality care. What is the product you're looking for? If that product that they're looking for, I think one of my local retailers carry, I direct them straight to their store. And then if it's something that they don't carry, then I carry that conversation over to quoting them both the retail price and preferred customer price and asking them which they would prefer to pay and processing the order that way. But it all boils down to having that internet presence because that's where folks are looking. You know, if they don't know where to go, they're Googling where to go.
And that's another thing there to have that Google My Business thing going on because AMSOIL is really trying to promote dealers at the local level, and there's not many dealers. I mean, there's some areas that, I mean, they're not saturated by any means, but if your name comes up in the top there as a local dealer and you actually answer your phone, I think that's probably step two after having the customers come to you, then you actually got to answer your phone in a timely manner. I had one today. We were actually walking the dog. It was about 9:30. Guy called up looking for, was asking about oil for a Porsche, a restored Porsche, like a 1972 or 73 model, and was wanting to know if he could use synthetic and wanting to know what the best choice was. And so I got to asking him, so what, you know, what do you do, you know, how do you have this Porsche? He says, actually, it's for one of my customers. I said, oh, you have a shop? He says, no. He says, I go around and I actually service, I'm a mobile service for classic cars specializing in Porsche and Volkswagen. So that's kind of an interesting idea. And we got to talk a little further, and I said, well, where are you getting the AMSOIL now? Because he says I had bought it before. He's been buying it at Napa and just wanted to make sure it was the right product to recommend to his guys. I said, well, you know, we can help you hook you up and get you a wholesale account. And then you'd be able to save off of what you're buying at Napa. And by the end of the phone call, he was really interested in being an AMSOIL dealer. And then when I got home, I sent him a text and said, thanks, just a text message, you know. And I said, thanks for calling me today. If I can help you answer any questions, just let me know. Oh, and by the way, I'd be glad to send you a wholesale price list if you're interested. And he sent me a message back. He said, I already signed up for the $15 AMSOIL dealership. But yes, send me a price list, and I'm looking forward to selling it. So this is all while I was walking my dog today. Now, I could have not answered the call. I could have not, you know, left my phone at the house or whatever. But, you know, it's working hours. Yes, I'm walking my dog, but I can also, you know, make a sale and sponsor a new dealer at the same time. So, as I say, it's a good day, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I love that part of our business. We can do it anywhere, anytime. And then secondly, of course, you know, I'm a big advocate of being well-networked. You know, we ought to be involved in at least 3 different types of networks, whether that's, you know, being an active participant in a local chamber or, you know, some type of, you know, scouting or PTA or, you know, church or whatever, but to create, to build relationships within those different types of opportunities that are available, and then to just really care about people. And once people know you care about them, then they will appreciate the knowledge you can bring them when the subject of what do you do comes up, and be able to provide a good answer for that and expand in that way.
Oh, exactly. Networking is important. We've had, you know, whole calls on that, and I know you're involved heavily with the BNI, Business Network International. That's an international organization. And I like also, too, the fact, you know, if you're at a scouting meeting, that's a networking event. You're building a relationship. You're at church building a relationship. My wife is involved with Rotary. You know, you're not there to sell your product or sign people up. But, you know, it just usually comes up. If you're a professional and they're a professional, it comes up. What do? You know, or, hey, let's get together outside of this. You build a friendship or a relationship, and then you just take it a step further. That's all part of networking. You're not always out sell. It's build a relationship and then see where it goes, right?
That's right, Michael.
Well, Michael, I have a story.
Yeah, tell us a story.
I got a lead. A gentleman that I know called me. He's not a PC or a dealer or anything like that. But he called me and he said, I've got a friend that's got a race car, and he's over in the next town. You might go talk to him. So I called him on the phone, got his address, and I was on the way to see him. And as I was going into this town, I passed this lawnmower repair shop. And I've been down this road a bunch of times. And I went down the road, and I said, why didn't I stop at that lawnmower shop? So I just pulled off the side of the road, turned around, and went back, and met the gentleman. And I walked in, of course, had on my Amsoil shirt. And I said, are you familiar with Amsoil products? He said, I've never heard about them until you walked in here. And so we got to talking, and of course, he's got chainsaws and weed eaters and all the lawnmower type things. And I got to telling him about the Sabre Professional. He said, there's no way in the world an oil can run 100-1. So I told him my experience, and he said, I told him another story about a man that had an old home light that he had some problems with, and Amsoil made it run better. So he said, okay, I'm going to test your theory, because I've got a chainsaw that's not running good. And so I took him some Sabre today. And also in the wintertime, he's kind of a Harley-Davidson mechanic. And I've established quite a friendship with him, and kind of excited about that, but also went in and signed up the race car gentleman. He has a shop there. And so kill two birds with one stone, and I think it's going to be pretty productive.
Excellent. You know, and that's a good way to put it, Gary, is like, you know, if you're driving down a road and you see a place, you know, just tell somebody, hey, I've been by here 100 times, and I was compelled. I said, I can't believe I've never stopped, and I thought maybe you might be waiting for me to stop in one day, and so today's the day, you know, and you'd be surprised at people. And I can't believe he's never heard of Amsoil, but there's a few rocks out there that people are crawling under that maybe never heard of it, but you'll get that every once in a while.
Yep.
Well, that's good. Excellent. Anybody else want to add anything? Well, pretty short night tonight. I didn't have a huge thing. Just want to talk about a few of those points that I jotted down before the call. Figured maybe more people wanted to have an open session, but that's okay too. I appreciate everybody getting on, and
I've got another story if you want to hear another story.
Sure. Give me another story, Gary. I love them.
I had, driving up near where my brother lives, and I had gone over, and this gentleman had signed up as a dealer, and just as I was driving back, I came to this tractor and implement business. And I stopped in and visited with them, and they became a casual customer. I mean, they ordered a little bit, and gosh, it would go a year before they'd order anything else. And they did, you know, they would make a fairly sizable order each time, like one was $900 and one was $1,700. But they got the email that, you know, the price was going to go up a little bit. And so he called me on the Saturday before the price went up on Monday. And he said, I wanted to submit a pretty big order, but I don't want to have to pay the price increase. And I said, well, go ahead and turn it in, and hopefully you'll get it in. And when I looked on my activity sheet the next day, he had turned in a $4,900 order.
Holy smoke.
So I was pretty impressed with that. So today I ordered him one of the big displays because, you know, in that order, I was impressed with my commission that I got off of that. So I tried to repay him just a little bit.
There you go. Excellent. Well, that's an awesome story. I like to hear stuff like that. And it's always nice when we get these accounts make big orders for us. So, but, well, with that, everybody, I've actually got to go and get some other things doing. I've got band practice tonight. So I think we'll cut it off a little bit short. And appreciate everybody getting on the call. And hope everybody has a great week. And get out there and make some AMSL happen. Good night, everyone.
Night.
Night.
High five.